The Gemara on Daf Yutas Amud Beis brings down a brisa of discussing which karbanas can be brought and which yom tovim, and the brisa says you can't bring a taida b'chag matzos mivnei chametz shabbat. You're not allowed to bring a karban taida on Pesach because it has the lechem chametz with it, and you can't eat the chametz on Pesach. The Gemara says kasha. The Gemara says pshita. It's pashut. Obviously, you can't bring a taida on Pesach because of the chametz. And the Gemara says onetzucha ela hacha ba'arba asar askinim. We're talking about not on Pesach itself, but on Yudalad on Erev Pesach because savra in mevim kachim on Pesach psul. And still, you can't bring it because ein mevim kachim the base up. So, what does this mean? So, Rashi is masber that even though on Erev Pesach you're allowed to eat chametz in the morning, but l'maisa because it's Erev Pesach, because chametz is going to become aser at chatzos, you're going to be memayit in the zman achila of the chametz of the karman taida. Mikra adin, you should be able to eat it for yom v'laila. You get a day and a night. But now, because of Erev Pesach, you're limiting the zman achila. You can only eat it until chatzos. And there's halacha ein mevim kachim beis apsul. You can't bring a karban where you're going to limit the zman achila, that there's going to be less time to eat it, and for that reason you can't bring the karban taida on Erev Pesach, because even though the ma'aser right now I can eat the chametz, but you can't create a matzah where the zman chametz will be limited, and you'll have less time to eat the chametz. That's what the Gemara says, and based upon that, that's paskin also why we don't say mizmor l'sida on Erev Pesach for the same reason, because a taida can't be brought. Now the Achranim asked an interesting kasha, that Tzlach and Psachim and Dafi Gimel and the Prima Gadim asked this kasha as well in Tav Samaches, that why does the Gemara have to come on to this whole reason of you can't do it because of the Chametz, and Mevim Kachim Beis Apsol, you're being Memayit as Manachil's Chametz. There's a much more straightforward, simple reason why you can't bring this Taita on Erev Pesach, and that's because the Taita also has Lechem, there was Matzah, has Matzahs also. There was Lechem, there was Chalas, there were Chametz, there were Chalas, there were Matzah. So because of the Matzah itself, it should be a problem right away. We have a halacha, Paskim Shulchan Aruch, based on the Yerushalmi, that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Kol oichel matzah b'Erev Pesach, kilu b'ayla risasa b'veis chamav. So that itself should tell me that I'm not allowed to bring the taida, because how can I bring a taida if I have to eat the lechem, which is matzah, and not allowed to eat the matzah on Erev Pesach? So why do I have to come on to the whole isser of v'ayim avim kachin b'es apsul, typically because you can't have the chalois matzah on Erev Pesach, because you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. That's the kash of the tzlach. And I was thinking, perhaps you can answer this kasha al pi a chiddush of the Marsha. The Marsha on Avri Psachim and Daf Tzadi Tesim Abayz says a chiddush, he's mesupik, to say that perhaps the iser of eating matzah on Erev Pesach is only on a matzah that was baked lishma, which you could be yotzei the mitzvah with in Lel HaSeder, but a matzah that was nefesh shaloi lishma, if the matzah was baked shaloi lishma, being that you can't be yotzei your mitzvah with it on Lel HaSeder anyway, so there's no iser of eating it on Erev HaPesach. The iser is only on a matzah which you could be yotzei the mitzvah with below HaSeder, and that would be mutter. Then he's mesubik, maybe not, maybe off al pichin, that would be aser, but he has the tzad to say that if it's beish lo lishma, it would be mutter tida and Erev Pesach, and if you that, I think it's pashut. The kasha is not sure. We're talking about matzah that was nefa l'shem taido, is nefa to be part of the karma taida, not l'shem matzah. The Gemara says, m'sachim al ha-mechas, that's not considered m'shtameres l'shem matzah, it's not lishma for matzah, it's for taida, and being that it's not baked lishma, you would not be yotzei a mitzvah with it of matzah below haseder, and therefore there would be no issur of eating it on Erev Pesach lefi the marsha. And that's why the Gemara has to come on to a new reason of ein mevim kachim beis apsul, because of the chametz. But eating the matzah, which is baked shalom lishma, would not be a problem. So that could be a possible answer to the kasha of the tzlach. Now the tzlach, who doesn't answer this, maybe he held like the other side of the marsha is mesupik about it, he held that even a matzah which is baked shalom lishma, you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach, and therefore he held that that would not be a good teretz of this kasha. Now, what's the shaila toli on whether you could have a matzah which is nefesh lo lishma, could that be nachal on Erev Pesach or not? This suffix of the marsha, which is what the tzlach seems to hold like, what would be the shaila whether you could have it or not? Pashas, it would be toli on a machoikis rishainim. What is the reason why you're not allowed to eat matzah b'Erev Pesach? What's upshan and dushami? Why kol ha'ichol matzah b'Erev Pesach is b'Erev Pesach b'Erev Chama? What's the svar of that? So the Meiri in Psachim and Daf Gimel says that the reason is because it's like a din of Te'ovin. You have to, the Torah wants you to be excited about the matzah in Lel HaSeder. It should be geshmak, it should be new and exciting. And if you eat on Erev Pesach, it won't be like Te'ovin. You're not going to have that same excitement, and therefore you can't eat it on Erev Pesach. But other Rishonim, the Abu Jerham and Magen Mishnah's Mashal like this, seem to say a different shot. They say it's Kipshuta, it's Mamash like Baal Arsasa Bebeis Chamav, just like Baal Arsasa Bebeis Chamav is Asur because Kala Blar Bracha Asur La Baila. A Kala is only Mutter La Baila after she has Shavar Bracha, after she has the Chuppah. So they say the Matzah also is only Mutter Bachila once you have the Shavar Brachas, which are made on the Matzah. There's seven Brachas you make on the Matzah. Berachas Hayayin, Kiddush, Achiyanu, V'chule, it's hard to hear how these all are shaykh to the matzah, but that's what Abu Draham says, and therefore you can't eat the matzah before the you have the Lo HaSeder and all the brachas which are said on the matzah. So those are two different reasons why you not eat the matzah by Pesach. So if you hold like the time of the Me'iri that it's because of Te'oven, then L'chare shouldn't make a difference whether it's Lishma or not Lishma. Either way, it tastes the same. It's going to take away from your excitement of the matzah by Lel HaSeder, and it would be Aser. But if you hold like the time of the Abu Jaham, that it's a din in the matzah Lishma, you have to first have the brachas and then you could eat it, then that clearly would only apply to a matzah which is Lishma. But a matzah Shalom Lishma, which you're not yet to the mitzvah with anyways by Lel HaSeder, there would be no problem with eating that earlier, so it could be that's the suffix, the marshan, and that would be totally this tetz, and I'm saying to the kasha, the tzlach, whether a matzah, which is nefesh shaloi l'shma, is mutar ber Pesach or not. Now this shaila, whether you can have a matzah shaloi l'shma ner Pesach, was the basis for a big controversy that happened in Yerushalayim in the 80s, when it was Erev Pesach Shchalius B'Shabbos, like we had this year, and there's always a big asik, what do you do, what do you use for lachemesha, your sudas, you can't have bread because you don't want bread in your house, you can't have matzah because you're not allowed to eat matzah in Erev Pesach. So normally people try to have, they have bread and they put it away, they take care of the crumbs, and that's what is bederech klal done. But the problem was you have big hotels with lots of people, hundreds of people, and the hotel doesn't want to take achrayas that everyone's going to put away, dispose of their crumbs properly, and then they can end up having chametz on Pesach. So that was a big question, how should the hotel deal with it? And there was a heter given by the Rav of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Tzal Zolti. He had came up with a chop. He said, why don't you just bake hundreds of matzah shalei l'shma, give it out to everyone, they could eat it. There's no problem with chametz, because it's not chametz, and there's no eser eating on Erev Pesach, because it's baked shalei l'shma. And he gave that heter, and that's what he said the hotel should do. Other rabbanim did not like this heter, Dayan Weiss, and then Chas Yitzchak and others, they felt that you can't do this, we don't find such a heter, the Rishonim don't go with it, the Pesachim don't go with it, and they held that even a matzah shalei l'shma would be us on Erev Pesach. Shmuel Zalman held even the Fidah Matirim who allow it, but he still felt it's a michshol, it's not a good idea to do. And they that was a big machlokes, because then whether you could rely on this Eitzah or not of having matzah shloi l'shma. But Lamai said that whole shailos is really telling on this suffix of the Marsha, whether a matzah that was nefesh shloi l'shma on Erev Pesach is mutar b'achila or not, which would be telling this machlokes Rishonim what the time of the Isra Achila b'Erev Pesach is. Is it because of Tiyavin or because of you need to have the brachas being done before? But Al-Kopanim l'fi that tzad, that it would be mutter, we can have a teretz of the kasha of the tzlach, where the Gemara is to command to the time of Beis HaPsul by Chametz, and doesn't answer it because of matzah.